don't know where he's been, man.
A little different style from the previous one, a little more backbone, a little more tenon, a little more age-worthy, but I liked it. It was mouth-filling. It had structure. It had a lot of things that you said. I had a hint of plum and black cherry, a little hint of earthiness. Had a little bit of a longer finish. Definitely had some more more tannins in there. I liked it. I thought it was a delicious wine, and definitely a step up for my palate from the previous one.
Just a completely different wine.
Yeah,
completely different style. I don't think
it's a step up at all. It's just a different style.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. I mean, they're just different wines completely, which is funny.
It's still Pinot Noir. Anderson Valley is a different area. You've got then Sonoma. And you've got this gorgeous heavy fruit that's not, you're not getting the same fruit as you get in Sonoma. So
I can't wait to go to the valley and just smell the valley.
Mm-hmm.
See how it turns into this wine.
Yeah, this one, again, people ask us all the time because we do the show, you know, what's your favorite wine? What's your favorite whiskey? You know, what's your favorite beer?
Also, there's 4 months extra aging on this one. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was telling him, well, my palate changes from day to day. What I like today, I want something different tomorrow. What I wanted this morning, I don't want tonight. You know, and these are two excellent wines. They're just completely different, you know, completely different styles, but both very good. And right now, honestly, this one is the one that's speaking to me because it's got a little bit more of the structure. It's got a little bit more of the tannin. It's got a little bit more of the backbone. And that's just sort of the mood I'm in now. But this is a beautiful wine. I mean, it's got... It's got all that black cherry on the nose. And I get a little bit of the red fruit, a little bit of the plumminess. It's not as fruit forward.
No Mr. Lean?
No. Yeah, no. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's not as fruit forward as the other one. The other one was like a tropical fruit salad. Mr.
Clean on Ozempic.
It's Mr. Lean. It's a knockoff Fabuloso.
Yeah.
Oh.
Imagine that. There's a knockoff Fabuloso. Yeah.
That's probably what is used in my house, but
the dollar store.
You got to go check out the cleaning lady's cabinet.
Yeah, I swear. We let him in the basement. I don't know why. Sometimes I just shake my head.
I don't get these odd notes. I'm amazed
I'm still here, but I'm thrilled to be here.
We keep you here to clean. Yeah, we'll be back. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Hey, and we're back, and we were just wrapping up our thoughts on the Hall Pinot Noir Blue Jay Anderson Ranch 2021. Again, just a beautiful wine, completely different style, but same grape. You know, just different location, different vintning, different style, different weather, different soil. But yeah, this one's really speaking to me today. What'd you think, Arm?
I stopped talking. I'm just enjoying the wine, dude. Leaning, just lying back and enjoying the wine.
It's radio.
Yeah.
It's a verbal medium. I'm just saying, you know, it's sound driven, not, you know,
I gave my review. It's fine. It's just give it a rating, dude. It's good. I still like the first one better. You guys outvoted me, but you guys are feeling that tannin today.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that floral note.
I've said that many times. He's definitely in touch with his feminine side. We're going
to
be rating.
What happens when your wife is nice to you, you get in touch with that feminine side. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Once a year.
Yeah.
Once a year.
And guess what? This ain't that time of year. So the Walt Pinot
Christmas
Noir
is coming.
We can all fantasize.
The Walt Pinot Noir Blue Jay Anderson Valley 2021. We're going to give a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that leads us up to our next one. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bob.
Since you're first welcome, working, Maury.
Since first working in her family's Mendocino vineyards, Catherine Hall dreamed of a place to showcase fine wines alongside expressive art and masterful architecture. The Halls acquired the historic St. Helena Bergfield Winery in 2003 and reopened as Hall St. Helena. With rich history spanning 150 years, Hall St. Helena's location was once the home of Napa Valley's co-op, producing 40% of Napa Valley's wines. In 2013, the Hall family completed the restoration of the 1885 Bergfield Winery and merged history and innovation with the completion of California's first LEED Gold certified gravity flow winemaking facility. Hall Rutherford was purchased in 1995 in the hills of Rutherford, and a state-of-the-art winery was opened on the property in 2005 that is dedicated to making single vineyard and limited production wines. Hall's estate vineyards encompass more than 500 acres of classic Bordeaux varietals, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Sauvignon Blanc. Hall Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019, coming in at 15.1% ABV Napa Valley, is 92% Cabernet Sauvignon and 5% Merlot, 3% Petit Verdot. It is barrel-aged and 50% new oak. The grapes for this expression come from Hall's organic estate vineyards and from small, rugged hillside sites of their partner growers. This wine has a deep, dark ruby color. On the nose, typical Cabernet, dark fruit, black fruit, cassis. On the palate, dark cocoa, red berry, dried herbs, lush dark fruit, hints of spice and leather. There's some soft tannins that are well integrated and a nice balanced lengthy finish. It's got a beautiful mouthfeel. It's coating. It's viscous. It's very nice. Goes down easy. Very well made. I've had this wine many times before, and I must admit, although this is not my favorite expression of the Hall Cabernet, it's always extremely well made. It's always very well priced and a very good value. An excellent wine for the money. Always drinks well. Always widely available. And never disappoints. Harm, what'd you think?
I disagree with you on some of this. I got more plum and cedar than cassis, but then after it sat in the glass, the cassis came up, just freaked me out because it wasn't there earlier. Toasted herbs, toasted oak and dried herbs were what really got on the nose. I didn't get any of that cocoa on the nose at all. It's lush and it's fruit forward and it's a California cab. What do you want to say?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I say.
It's just not what I've been drinking lately, because it's so. It's this style to me is one of those that you can come back to, but I can't like finish a whole bottle of this. You know, this one is not super cloying like some wines that have higher residual sugar, because this doesn't have a lot of residual sugar, but it does have enough that I feel like I have to eat with this. I really need a steak with this wine. I can't just drink it by itself.
Well, I agree. A big cab definitely goes with red meat and a big meal.
Well, that's true, but there's other good cabs with higher acidity that I could approach, like French reds. I could drink them without the meal, right? A little more live. This is just a little heavy for me. I mean, I'm feeling light and feminine today.
Well, but then again, you're always light in your loafer, so that's nothing new.
So, I mean, it's got a good, soft, long finish, but there's not enough grip for me either.
I agree. This particular bottle is not the best expression I've seen.
This is not the best haul I've had. I've had better hauls in the past.
Agreed. It's typically a very good wine. I think for the money, it's typically a very good wine. This is not the best expression of it I've ever seen.
Maybe
it's
we're still drinking too good. Young, too. It's only 19.
True.
Justin, what do you think about this wine?
I would definitely love to enjoy this with some age on the nose. I got plum, cedar, French oak, some dried herbs, and definitely got the like tonkatsu ramen base after you had the bowl, that smell at the end. On the palate.
You sit around smelling your bowl of ramen after you finished?
Yeah, because I want more, but I won't order another one. So, yes.
That's a lie. I've seen him order another one.
Before or after the bourbon slushy?
I've seen. We went one time, and he just started throwing hundreds at the girl and said, just keep bringing it to me until I wave you off. So, you know.
Well, I did drink some really high-proof Jack Daniel's rye. So, anything that happened after that, I'll just have to rely on Bob. On the palate, I got dark cocoa, rich berries.
Not those filthy middle class berries.
No.
Rich berries.
Rich berries. I got, you know, the taste.
Not crunch berries?
No, not on this one. But, yeah, we have other wines to talk about today. Frankenberries.
Booberries.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of what's that? The Dracula Cocoa Puff.
Count Chocula?
Count Chocula. But not as sweet. We're getting some tunes here. It's a party in the basement. This is how we do it.
Yeah. Idiot with a phone on. Yeah. This is what happens. It's literally sitting between his legs. He's going, what's that?
His awesome. Thing is singing soul.
Yeah.
And R&B.
Lord.
That's talent.
Yeah.
It's talent. All right.
Bob, you're surrounded by mental patience. I swear to God.
Bob, settle it. What do you think?
I think this is a lovely wine. It's got a beautiful color to it. If anything, I agree. We're opening it a little bit too young, but this is what we have. It can't be avoided.
My problem is, you know, Maury talked about the well integrated tens. I don't think that they're well integrated. I just don't think they're there. They're hard to detect. It needs more tannin.
The same guy who doesn't even know his phone's between his legs. So
does it need more cowbell?
Yeah. He doesn't know what's between cowbell. His legs.
Nobody does.
I can't feel it anymore. The wife was good to me.
It's got. I mean, the cocoa is there. This also has a little bit of an umami.
Yeah.
For me. The berries are there. There's that umami, herbally, not quite mushroomy, but that backbone of it. And on the palate. Yeah, very pretty. Very, very pretty. The berries up front, a little bit of leather, you know, very fruit forward. It's not a tannin bomb. It absolutely isn't. This isn't, you know, the blow your head off kind of Cabernet.
I don't need a tannin bomb. This is just too soft and fruity for me. And you guys are talking about the feminine side. This is a feminine Cabernet.
Yes, absolutely.
But not typical of their style. It's typically got a little more tannin. This year's...
Yeah, well, you know, year to year is different. I mean, it's always that same thing. Wow, you know, gee, I wish I had this. But would I kick that one out of bed? Absolutely not. It's a beautiful wine. I wish I had a case of it. Would happily drink it. So we're going to be rating the Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon from Hall 2019. A well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
And that brings us to our last wine.
Well, thanks, Bob.
Harm.
I'll do that for you.
Really?
The Catherine Hall Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019 is 15.2% ABV. It's from Napa Valley, as we said earlier. 95% Cabernet Sauvignon, 4% Merlot, 1% Cab Franc. This is barrel aged for 25 months in 75% new oak, using grapes from both their legendary Sacrarche. How do you say that vineyard? Scarsh? Sacrash? What is that? How do you say that?
I'm not saying a word. I'm just going to listen to him struggle.
Yeah.
Sacrarche vineyard? Sacrash? I like Sacrash. As the base.
It's what you get after a time out in the Subic Bay. Yeah.
And the Catherine Hall Cabernet Sauvignon, you know, is the pinnacle of the Hall's blending efforts of each year. So, anyway.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
25 months and 75% new oak. This is what I was looking for.
This is
the wine I was looking for.
This is it.
This wine is also over $200 a bottle, so maybe I'm spoiled. The color is a beautiful, intense, opaque garnet. The nose is all ripe black fruit.
I'm going to tell you what a certain master distiller once said to Brent.
What's that?
Get a better job.
Yeah, there you go. You can't afford it? Get a better job. All right.
This is a delicious wine. I must admit, the price has crept up over the years, but when it first came out, it was a major step up.
I mean, the price has kept up on everything.
This is also after the fires in Napa Valley. Yeah. Everything just took a huge hit.
Right, but when this first came out, it was priced.
Overall, the prices in Napa on everything have gone up, but I mean, compared to what it costs for a pound of hamburger, for crying out loud, it's not gone up that much.
This wine has always been a really nice step up. The Hall Cab has been a great wine for the money, and this wine has always been a big step up.
Yeah, it is never disappointed.
Up in price, the price differential has increased dramatically.
Okay, so when I say it's over $200 a bottle, I'm saying that's retail in the liquor store or wine shop. You go to a restaurant, this is a $400 to $500 bottle. At your local Roots Chris or your Capital Grill.
No, this is not something the average person is going to be able to. Yeah. Purchase in a restaurant.
So, well, there's a reason I like this wine. I'm just saying. This is all about ripe black fruit, herbs, and chocolate and licorice on the nose. And so beautiful. Earthy, dark, chocolatey, blackberries, graphite. That, you know, the tannins are there. You get that beautiful grip. It starts out lush. And then it gives you that good grip that you know you're drinking something with age worthy. And the finish is with tobacco and fruit, and it's long. And I could drink this all day. This one I could approach and keep drinking all day. What do you think, Justin?
I need a better job. I could drink this all day. I think that the colors, like dark purple, the nose is just really well balanced. It's like all the best fruits. It's like a well organized nose on the palate. I got like dark chocolate, dark spice, really nice tannins. This was like a all mid palate experience for me.
Really? It's front, mid, and finish for me at the end.
This is everything I love about California Cab in a glass. It just sort of sums it up. This is why you spend a lot of money on a high-end cab, because it just delivers. And this one does not disappoint. It just delivers for the money.
Yeah, this one begs for a medium rare ribeye.
This California wine.
I also beg for a medium rare ribeye.
You beg for a lot of things, but she usually says no.
I know. I know she does. She says no a lot. That's what happens when you're married that long.
Is that it?
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. You're a single man, Justin. Stay that way. Keep them on their toes.
This is a beautiful wine. I mean, it's just absolutely stunning. And again, it's another one. It's just like the one before. I'm like, we should be opening this in at least 3 years from now.
Yeah, of course. We're doing this. We're doing an injustice drinking this year, but we did aerate it.
But here's the thing: as early as we've opened it, it's stunning. I mean, this thing is really just. I mean, I've never had a Catherine Hall that wasn't great. I mean, the worst year I've ever had was still fantastic, but this one's really.
Yeah, they've got
well
15 plus years to go, but still be in the drinking window, so you're fine.
Yeah, it's just the color's beautiful, the palate's beautiful, it coats your mouth, the finish goes on,
it's hard to say no to this one young too, because even though it's on the young side, it still delivers.
Oh yeah.
Well, when it comes down to it, I mean, Hall does not make bad wine, you know, period, on any of their labels. So
got a review, sir? A rating?
Well, we're going to be rating the Catherine Hall Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys kept talking, but
this Californian wine. Oh, so good.
You talked over Hans Gruber, you bastards. Well, that's all the time we have for today, you know, at this point.
That's Severus Snape, my friend.
Yeah. It's Hans Gruber.
Nice Snape. Well, Christmas is coming, so
December, he's Hans Gruber.
Yeah, right. Your Christmas is coming, Die Hard,
it's
baby.
It's not Christmas until he falls from the Nakatomi Tower.
That's right. Exactly.
And if you say anything else, sir, you can get out of my home. Get evacuate my basement.
We need to have a Christmas watch party for that.
Ah, Lord.
That comes after the bean burrito.
They actually make a little Nakatomi Tower with a little Hans Gruber, and it moves down. It's like an advent calendar.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a one-tan hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
Now far more could find by no more.
your teeth and your t-shirt. The night you broke my heart, it stays. Friends don't say I love you as much as you and I do. So say there's nowhere else you'd rather be than ruining your life with me. And your t-shirt. The night you broke my heart, it stays. Friends don't say I love you as much as you and I do. So say there's nowhere else you'd rather be than ruining your life with me. So say there's nowhere else you'd rather be.
This is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, I'll keep listening.